Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The story actually started with a terrible moment a dozen years back during the invasion of Iraq, when the helicopter we were traveling in was forced down after being hit by an RPG. Our traveling NBC News team was rescued, surrounded, and kept alive by an armored mechanized platoon from the U.S. Army 3rd Infantry.
Wow. So that was the scary description from Brian Williams talking about 12 years ago how the helicopter he was in was shot down. Can you imagine? A major broadcast personality over in Iraq, which he had done many, many times, and being shot down in a helicopter. But wait, there's more. That's not the entire truth. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I thought we'd start here. We could talk about ISIS. We could talk about Anthem and the problems they're having healthcare-wise with hacked information. Boy, that makes you feel warm and fuzzy. But I thought we'd talk about Brian Williams from the get-go, because can he save his credibility? You have a network news anchor. Granted, it's not the days of Walter Cronkite. However, there is supposed to be a certain ethical line and journalistic background, etc., that you expect from somebody on the desk. So this, I think, really dents Brian Williams, because guess what? Here's what he said just a day ago. Take a listen.
This broadcast last week, in an effort to honor and thank a veteran who protected me and so many others after a ground fire incident in the desert during the Iraq War invasion, I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. It did not take long to hear from some brave men and women in the air crews who were also in that desert. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft. We all landed after the ground fire incident and spent two harrowing nights in a sandstorm in the Iraq desert. This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and, by extension, our brave military men and women, veterans everywhere, those who have served while I did not. I hope they know they have my greatest respect and also now my apology.
Wow, but that apology doesn't hold water, at least for me, and it certainly makes a lot of punchlines. There were tweets all over the place. The 140-character world couldn't get enough of it. With the one hashtag, Brian Williams memories, joking that he blew up the Death Star, saved someone from a polar bear, flew with Wonder Woman in her invisible helicopter, Photoshop picture showing Williams reporting from the moon, and riding shotgun with O.J. Simpson in his Ford Bronco. I mean, so here's the thing. How could you really think that anybody who serves in the military, and that's what he directed his apology to, would ever see this guy and not feel like he was creepy for doing that? How would you expect anyone to believe that the broadcast that he's in front of, I mean, has any credibility? I really think that is that damaging. And this is the deal. I mean, you're talking about 2003. So he apologized for the story. I just don't see how. Here's the problem. The problem is, if I am in a helicopter and it is shot down, and I tell you, I'm in a helicopter that's been shot down, that's not exaggerating a few details. That's not being over dramatic. I mean, shot down helicopter, there is a very big difference. So, you know, Stars and Stripes, which probably many of you get, it's the military paper. It has some great reporting in it, by the way. So this was part of it. He's saying he expressed his regrets on the air, but he also did it online. He also did it in the interview with Stars and Stripes. So it's good that he did that. And, you know, I don't have anything against Brian Williams per se. I've certainly seen some of his work on the broadcast that's been funny and clever and good. but I wonder how damaging this is in the credibility department. Or do we live in a world where, hey, it doesn't matter, our nightly news ratings that high compared to the morning ratings, compared to other things? I just still think when you sit in that anchor chair, that's maybe we're coming out of this, but that's what it's supposed to be about. That's what it's supposed to be about. And in a 2008 blog post, Brian Williams, the NBC nightly news anchor, said that his helicopter had come under fire from what appeared to be Iraqi farmers with RPGs. He said a helicopter in front of his had been hit. So it's pretty interesting, to say the least, and I think it's damaging. I think it's damaging, but will they replace the face of nightly news over that? I mean, it's obviously going to be very touchy for a while, because you have to think of this. Who was wounded in that? Who was wounded in that helicopter that went down? And that's what they're thinking. You know, and when you look at embellishing stories, immediately, sorry, Hillary Clinton, during the 2008 campaign, Hillary Clinton, remember she said she came under sniper fire as the first lady when she arrived at a military base in Bosnia? And then immediately, because it's so easy to say, what are they saying? Her representative said, oh, no, she misspoke. She misspoke. So there's just no way, if you're under fire, my belief is you do not get those details foggy. Let me tell you, and I've told this story on the air before, in my very young career, at the tender age of 21, my very first television news gig at KTSM in El Paso, Texas, because I spoke some Spanish, they sent me to cover the Mexican elections, the pre- and panista party. And, of course, there was stuffing of ballot boxes and cheating and all that kind of stuff going on. And here we are with camera crews. And we ran into a network camera crew where they didn't have anybody with them, a reporter. They were taking shots of everything. And we all got together and we were taking pictures of some of the stuffing in the ballot boxes. And apparently they didn't like that too much. There was a giant crowd in the square and there's hundreds of people. And there were shots. There were shots fired over our heads and we all went down to the ground. Now, was I directly shot at? Was someone pointing a gun at me? Not in particular, but I was in a crowd where they were shooting in our direction and we had to hit the deck. I think you know, I'll never forget that. So I think you would know if you're the first lady and you come under sniper fire, and if you're Brian Williams and you're in a helicopter. And hey, one thing is sure, if there were fire in it and they missed, but that's not what he's saying. I mean, it's just so crazy. So is it to, I mean, that's the problem with it. Is it embellishing for what reasons? And now the NBC News president has to decide, what do you do? I mean, she's got a, it's a woman. Her name's Deborah Ternes. She's got to worry about the reputation of the network and this well-known personality and probably the news division as a whole, especially when the public is very skeptical, I think, of the media, especially the television media. Not that it's none in radio, that there isn't any of that skepticism, but I think there's a lot when it comes to television. If you want to weigh in, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're skipping to the other side. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Topping weekend counts. 11 is a big number, especially when you put chapter in front of it. Chapter 11, yes, that's right. Radio Shack filed for U.S. bankruptcy protection on Thursday. They said they had a deal in place to sell about 2,400 stores to an affiliate of the hedge fund Standard General. So I guess that's good news in one way. Radio Shack's bankruptcy has been expected really for months. There's been a lot of conversation about that because they used to be a destination store, but they got pummeled by better electronic places, and they never transformed themselves into the place to go for anybody with mobile phones, and that was the key. Whoever was running the joint was not looking at the big picture, in my opinion, and that's why they ended up in this situation. It's funny because I used to love going to Radio Shack. It was easy to find things, little cords you needed, and all that kind of stuff, versus the bigger electronic stores, but they're out. Other potential buyers will have the opportunity to bid on Radio Shack assets. Any deal would need approval, of course, by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware. So they don't have anything really etched in stone, but it looks like liquidation city to me. I mean, their stock had been pummeled down to nothing. And it's a store that had been around for a long time. It's a shame, but things move quickly. And you know that because we'll do Technology Tuesdays, and we'll talk a lot about technology. We've talked to people with apps and things they're developing. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. Things are really moving at the speed of light. And if you don't move with it, you get buried. I mean, that's what happens. This might be one of the coolest numbers that I'm going to offer up during this version of Week in Count. I saw it somewhere, a couple different stories, I think, places where I was looking were linked to it. My friend in Raleigh sent me something about it. And I guess this Luke Martin Jr., whose father was an ex-slave and Civil War Union soldier, died 179 years after his father was born. Check this out. Martin was 97 when he died over the weekend at his home in New Bern, North Carolina. Her father suffered from congestive heart failure and some other ailments, so he had been declining. But he lived in a house that his father built in the 1890s, and he had all these memories that you could trace all the way back. You know, right now, when Ancestry.com is so big and people are talking about what ancestors did and how they got here and what little factoid and what, how you could trace them back to things that happened in history. I mean, I guess this was a very, very long line. He and Martin himself was a member of the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War, and he actually was there for a historical marker at New Bern Academy that honors his own father's regiment. And so the history of this family can be traced back way, 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 way back, obviously, to the great-great-grandfathers. And I find that fascinating. So he dies 179 years after his father's birth, son of an ex-slave who served in the Union Army. And that was more than a tiny obit, let's say that. That's why it drew my attention, because I think it's so fascinating that number. All right, this is a fascinating number, and some of you will find this pretty interesting, because there's a lot of debate over coal. A lot of jobs hinging on coal, and you know, the whole clean coal thing. Well, how about this? The Obama administration is pulling the plug on a stimulus-backed clean coal power plant in central Illinois that was supposed to actually be a major player, a key support role for the proposed regulation to mandate carbon capture technology for coal plants. So the Energy Department announced it was saying, we're pulling the bucks for future Gen 2.0 power plant after awarding the project developers $1.1 billion as part of the 2009 stimulus package. Most of the awarded funds, though, were never spent. Whew. That's the good news, because usually it's, they already blew the money. So, here we go again. So Future Gen 2.0 was actually started in 2003 under President George W. Bush as a public-private kind of partnership thing to develop the CCS. And it was supported by a lot of lawmakers, including Obama as a senator in 2006. But there was tons of hurdles when they tried to use the stimulus funds, and it never really got off the ground because power companies argued that the CCS was an unproven technology and no commercial scale power plant uses it. And the only projects in existence aren't producing commercial power and are backed by the federal government. So that therein lies the problem. So much for that. The cookie crumbles in a different way there, but that's $1.1 billion. And I remember it well, clean coal, clean coal, clean coal. We heard a lot about it. And of course, if there was a way to really do it, develop the technology and it worked and you could make a shift that made sense, well, that's a whole different thing. But we know that that's not the scenario, because we don't even have any examples of it. So it shows you ultimately what happens. Okay, so how about this? Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl. And you know what that entails. He's already getting big bucks for being the quarterback of the New England Patriots. But as the MVP, he is actually facing a $60,000 bill from the IRS. Yep, he's going to have to pay $42,000 for his share of the $97,000 he got for playing in the championship, and another $18,500 for giving away the Chevy Colorado pickup truck he won for being the MVP to a fellow player, Malcolm Butler, who had the game-winning interception. No good deed goes unpunished. Isn't that what Oscar Wilde said? So Brady's going to have to pay about $13,000 income tax on the prize, then $5,000, that's gift tax. What a nice thing to do for Butler, though. Wonder if he was thinking, I guarantee he's not thinking about taxes. However, he is married to a supermodel who makes incredible money, probably more than Tom Brady. Tom Brady himself makes incredible money. So while we would all gag on that amount if we gave somebody a truck like that, he's probably not sweating it, let's just put it that way. But it does say something to you, doesn't it? It really does. And then there's the case of Al Sharpton. And it might have been a couple of weeks ago, and we probably mentioned it on the air because I think everybody was talking about it, but good old Al Sharpton has a little bit of a tax quandary in that he's looking at. According to government records and according to many who dug up those public records, he is facing tax liens of more than $3 million in back taxes. State tax liens of $770,000. He owes $3.7 million in back taxes he owes them. You know, and somebody did a story and sent me a link to this, that if you think about it, avoiding taxes, if you think about people who have avoided taxes and really gotten pinched for it, you could talk about Leona Helmsley. You could talk about Pete Rose. In fact, I interviewed Pete Rose about that whole thing. Chuck Berry. And there's a long list. But usually, or I shouldn't say usually, sometimes those people end up in the slammer. So Sharpton seems to have a guardian angel riding on his shoulder because that doesn't look like that's imminent for him. That he's going to have to worry about that, but he's going to have to pay it back, isn't it? I mean, poor Chuck Berry, it was $200,000. He had to serve a 5-month sentence at Lompoc Prison Camp in California after he was found guilty of evading $200,000 in taxes. Pete Rose was a mere $354,968. And if you remember, Pete Rose had to plead guilty as well to tax evasion. And, you know, that's when you wear the uniform. So somehow, like I said, he's not having to do that while these others had to do it. Rose was 5 months in Marion, Illinois, a federal prison. Also fined $50,000. Just a reminder, it's tax season. That's it for this edition of We Can Count.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your attorney to plead my case. No orders to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. But diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm in trouble.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Remember, if you want to tee it up at any time during the conversation, you can jump right in on this overnight highway. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Brian Williams, scoundrel that he is. Helicopter shot down, no, and then a mea culpa. Does it wash with you? Is it just too over the top and too hard to forgive him?
Crazy.
It is crazy, but we got something that's maybe a little bit crazier than that. Check this out. This is Representative Alisi Hastings, who cited a rather interesting law, among other things, and had some very harsh words for Texas lawmakers. That's the rationale, anyway, that he was supposedly using in this rambling, crazy interview with CNN. In response to outrage from the Texas delegation over his comments this week that Texas is a crazy state. Check it out.
I don't know about in your state, which I think is a crazy state to begin with, and I mean that just as I said it.
But Madam Chairman, the gentleman made a very defamatory statement about my state, and I will not stand here and listen to it.
Well, fine. Then you don't have to listen. You can leave if you choose. I told you what I think about Texas. I wouldn't live there for all the tea in China.
There is no reason at all to impugn the people, the governor of a state of this country. and I will await the gentleman's apology.
You will wait until hell freezes over.
The gentleman.
For me to say anything in an apology.
Yeah, saying, I love Texas, but I don't like their policymakers, blah, blah, blah. He just got in deep, and he hit a nerve big time. You know, there's three places in the United States, New York, California, and Texas especially, where it's proud and loud, and don't you dare step on our flag. So on Tuesday, all 25 Republicans in the Texas delegation demanded Hastings apologize for the comments which he made during a Monday House Rules Committee debate over a bill repealing Obamacare. So that's what opened this whole thing up. He was talking about the Texas decision not to participate in the state health care exchanges that were established by Obamacare. And he said, I don't know about in your state, which I think is a crazy state. That's what led to that, saying Texans are crazy. Why wouldn't they be part of this? And that's the whole thing. So Congressman Michael Burgess said, you know, it was a defamatory statement about my state. You can hear him there interjecting. I won't stand here. He won't listen to it. That's who you heard in that comment there. So isn't it interesting? And Hastings is saying, because Texas is kind of grilling him. He's getting a lot of email, and people are kind of giving him the what for. And he's saying that the people of Texas should just let it go. So I don't know. Will the people of Texas let that go easier than people will let go of what happened with Brian Williams? You know, what do you think? 855-266-5283. I know you're out there. You have one eye open, as the famous song says, the line, one eye open, Sandman. So I think it's hilarious, actually. I do. I think it's funny. You don't want to step on that third rail, and that is stepping on the third rail. And of course it had to do with healthcare, which is always going to be explosive, needless to say. Absolutely. All right, you're going to love this, because I think this is something that was perhaps the biggest blunder of them all when it comes to the quicksand in the Middle East, as I seg into something else. The, you know, we're looking at Iran and these negotiations, if you want to call them that. And of course, nothing is happening there. But now you've got the House Banking Committee saying they're approving, you know, these sanctions on Iran, but the president, of course, and others are not willing to push that whole sanction thing again. And I think the biggest mistake ever, because it took a long time to get to that point, Condi Rice was really pushing for that when she was part of the Bush administration, you know, realizing, and of course that was Ahmadinejad then who was president, but with Rouhani, I think there was this false sense of, hey, we've got to change here so we can go easy on these sanctions. We can let them go and work with them, and I think they'll work with us, and let's get involved with Iran here, and let's try to make this happen, and let's go and see their... Let's go and see their nukes. Let's go and see their, well, not their nukes. Let's see their nuclear development, because they say they're not really developing a nuke. It's just power. Of course, there was a fat chance that that was going to happen and didn't happen. So here we are again in the middle of the quicksand with Iran. And if there is one country that you cannot trust, I mean, Sharia law like no other, seeing that blogger get flogged. Whoops, I blogged, so now I'm getting flogged, 200,000 lashes or some crazy amount that he'll have to suffer through over however long the period is. People were so outraged they actually called the second flogging off. So needless to say, when you look under the hood, it's not what you think in Iran. But the first step of saying, okay, yes, we approve this whole idea of sanctions, it's not going to go anywhere, because if anything besides immigration... If there was anything that was going to be vetoed, for sure, it would be anything to do with Iran. Anything to do with pushing Iran in a direction that separates us again, where we're on one side and they're on the other side, which we still are in that situation because of their the way they live because of the Sharia law, because of the beheadings, because of all the things that happen there, and the desire to have nukes. And, you know, Congressman Ron Paul said we should leave Iran alone. If they want a nuke, they should be able to have a nuke. But I don't agree. I think Iran is incredibly dangerous. And that's the one player at the poker table, if you will, that I wouldn't trust wasn't lying all the way through, whether it's Rouhani or the supreme leader Khamenei, because then that ultimately is who has probably the most power in the gang. So it's good to talk about sanctions. It's great that Congress is looking at it. But how far will it really go? I'm going to say it's not going to go really very far at all. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, here's what I love about this crowd. Even if you're asleep and you're listening during the day or whenever you're listening to America Tonight, you're definitely listening because we get fantastic emails here. I know I've said this probably a gazillion times, but it is true. Every single day, the mailbox is overflowing. So if you can't get to us, you listen at different times, never fear. Just shoot us an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And there were plenty of those emails talking about everything from the Jordanian pilot and the way King Abdullah is handling it and going after ISIS and trying to do everything to get more than revenge, just to wipe them out. It was just, this is like the third day of saying this, it was just so incredibly horrific that he knew, as somebody in the military, you know what, whatever we have to do, we're going to figure out a way to do this because we're not going to just let this go. We're just not going to let this go and say, okay, you know what, we're part of the coalition, we'll do whatever we can. No, we're going to do more than that. We're going to do whatever we have to do to get the right kind of retribution for what they dared to do. And immediately, of course, hanging the two prisoners they had, including the woman bomber, who mysteriously her vest didn't go off, but her husband's did. So they were both hanged right after that. So he's not fooling around, and he's already bombed some key areas. Raqqa was one of them. And I think that they're going to continue to put pressure on ISIS. So the more they taunt and the more they use the internet and release these videos, I think the worse it will ultimately get for them. I'm just still not so convinced that you can completely wipe them out by means of being in the air versus having, and there are people on the ground, but having more people on the ground to be able to really assess what they're hitting and what some of the other targets are that they might be able to have a better shot at if they're there actually on the ground, which would make a difference, because anybody knows in winning a war, it cannot just be in the air. So even the president was talking about ISIS atrocities and saying, but what's interesting, he was at the National Prayer Breakfast, and we're going to let you hear this in our second hour. In his speech, he talked about ISIS, and he compared the atrocities committed by ISIS to those of Christians in the name of Christ. It's like, oh. So he was winning some people over in that prayer breakfast until, I think, that comment. And the new recruits, and I've said this, they've had new recruits replacing some of the people that have been killed by the bombs in the coalition fire, and they're certainly trying to recruit teenagers in the United States and in the UK and in Australia too as well. So all channels are open. All channels are open. And they're doing things like torturing, and they're killing children in Iraq. A lot of things that you're not even really realizing, just the beheadings and the Jordanian pilot, but trust me, they're still pillaging the villages and going after kids. Come on. Coming up next, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Once again, our mailbag is filled with all kinds of emails, especially about Brian Williams and his tale of being aboard a helicopter that took fire. Now he's recanting it. What is up with that? Haven't we heard other people do this in the past? So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from Joe, who says, Kate, I am stunned by Brian Williams, the NBC anchor. I have to say, I actually like his stuff when I catch him, and he's kind of funny. He's been on some of the other late night shows. He's kind of got a little bit of a comedy bend to him, but he certainly tells tall tales when he said that he had been on a helicopter that was forced down after being hit by an RPG. How ridiculous, and how could your memory be foggy? He apologizes and says that he had a foggy memory from 2003, but I would think, wouldn't you? And I think I would. If I was shot down by an RPG, I would never forget that or exaggerate that. So shame on him to try to make himself feel bigger or seem bigger, I guess. I don't know why he would do that. Yeah, I'm glad you actually said something about that because, you know, here's the thing. I was kind of stunned by that, too. It happened, I think you said it, in 2003. It was a Chinook helicopter that was forced down by fire. There was, but he wasn't on it. He came through an hour later. So he was nowhere near that helicopter. They didn't take any fire. They landed beside the damaged helicopter because of a sandstorm from the desert, but that was it. So he's saying he just didn't remember. He made a mistake recalling the events of 12 years ago. And what made him say that? He made the comments last week. I just don't understand. I get exaggeration, but that is crazy exaggeration. And really, for a news anchor, does it really have a place in the game? No. I mean, he had been over there. He was embedded with the military on some risky missions. There's no doubt about that. Everybody took a risk when they went over there. But he was, you know, he was not in that helicopter that was hit. So that makes a big difference. All right, here's another one about the Brian Williams thing. This one from Sam, who says, Kate, man, I'll tell you what, it's easy now to take a slap at Brian Williams for his exaggerated nonsense about being in a helicopter getting hit by an RPG. No such thing happened. It was easy to call him on the carpet. And then he says he can't really remember what happened 12 years ago. I have a question for you. If you were in a helicopter that was hit by an RPG, would you remember? Yes. The answer is I would remember. And if I was going to exaggerate anything, I would not exaggerate that. I mean, you know, we live in a world where that's easy to prove out, especially with the military. So he's getting slammed by media critics all over the place and also all over the internet. You know, I mean, how could he have innocently misremembered what happened on that trip? He can't. I mean, I think I've already said this. Did he take some risk? Well, yeah, he took some risk, but he didn't, he didn't take a hit. There's a big difference being in a helicopter that took a hit, and that's crazy, because then that makes you think, and it does. So if you're listening to that story, you're like, wow, Brian Williams risking it, you know, going over there, and it's risky for everyone anyway, but man, he's on a helicopter that was hit. That's crazy. Oh, thank goodness he's okay. That's awful. That's a bit different than landing an hour later, for sure. Okay, how about this one? This one from Jack, who says, Kate, I am so happy that King Abdullah is ready to unleash the beast, already launching air attacks after ISIS burned that poor Jordanian pilot alive. I'll tell you what, King Abdullah seems like he will take no prisoners, and maybe for once and all, ISIS is really going to get burned themselves. Well, touche. I hope so. I think it was horrific what happened. I think it's been that way from the beginning. They're looking for the shock and awe value of putting nasty things on the internet to say, hey, we can get to people, whether it's the Americans, whether it's British, whether it's a Jordanian pilot, and we're going to make sure the whole world knows, and we're going to let you see it in living color. So the promise to wage a harsh war on ISIS, amen, brother. Get those planes up there, which they did, and they hit one of the ISIS strongholds in Raqqa in Syria, and a lot of ammunition, they say, was expended. The king said he was going to use every bullet and every man and everything he possibly had to go after them. And you know what? Good for him. I love the response. It's a terrorist organization they're fighting. And also what he said, I love this. He said, we're going to be harsh because this terrorist organization is not only fighting us, but also fighting Islam and its pure values. So here we go. For people who are saying that there's nobody moderate, I mean, he's saying right out loud, I don't care what anyone thinks. This is what the deal is. So bravo for him. Okay, let's move on to the next one. This one from Sandra. Kate, although I have never emailed the show, I will tell you that I listen off and on. It depends on my schedule. Sometimes I have a night schedule, sometimes a day. I've recently learned to download things, so I have downloaded some of the shows, and I have to tell you, I really love dumb things. I think it's funny. I have a list a mile long of dumb things that I can tell you about, and I promise I will write in and share some of them with you. I just wondered what you thought. I learned of this the other day, that we know that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to come in and address Congress and does not have the blessing of the president, so to speak. But how about the Pope, who comes to visit in September, comes to Washington, and the Pope is going to address Congress? I think that actually is pretty cool. What do you think? I mean, well, sure, there's something about that. There's something about the Pope, the Holy Father, and, you know, people like Francis, and he, talking to, you know, coming to Philadelphia first, and he's going to go to New York, and he's going to Washington. It makes sense that he would address Congress. What I'm going to be curious about is, what is he going to say to Congress? What's he going to say? And, you know, there's some Catholics in Congress, but regardless, he is a figure. He is a world figure. And I think, that's the big thing, that he's so well known, so well known. All right, we move on to another one. This one from Hirsch, who says, Kate, you called it. Amy Pascal from Sony Pictures is stepping down. And I'm not surprised by this after that crazy cyber attack stuff. Are you? No, I'm not surprised, because Sony took so much heat for that, of course. And the whole North Korea twist and whatnot. I didn't think she could survive it, especially after the nasty emails that, you know, certain people were mediocre talents and whatnot. So, yeah, how she survived even through this, I think they wanted to wait a couple of months before they actually ditched somebody. So now, of course, she's stepping down because she can't, it's too much heat. There's just no way to get around that. So, it completely makes sense to me. All right, this one from Jordan, listening to us in Massachusetts. Hey, Ms. Delaney, I've heard you talk about the snow here. You cannot imagine what it is like. It is absolutely brutal. And every day we have our shovels out and our blowers, and it is the worst that I have ever seen it in my whole life. I live just outside of Boston. And let me tell you, finally at work, it was like we were all trying to hobble in, but finally they're giving us a break. And we've had a couple of days off, and it seems like there is no end to these snowstorms. I cannot wait for the spring, and I think most people feel the same way. Darn that Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah, you can tell it's been really hard on you folks. I've seen that seawall collapse. I've seen the ice. I've seen people deal with digging out 14 inches or more, and that's just craziness. And then you got to pile it up, and then what happens when it's piled up, and what happens if it melts? And, you know, it's just awful. It's snow is great when you ski in it, when you can have fun in it, when you see it for the first time coming down. But when you get that kind of snow, you get tired of it, especially when you have to deal with it. I mean, you know, when you have to go out to work every day, when you have to take kids to school or get them to bus stops or whatever it is, that is, that's really, really rough, needless to say, really rough. All right, one quick one here, this one from Eddie, who says, Kate, did you see the story about Paris Hilton? I could care less about Paris Hilton or her brother, but how about the fact that he made some nasty, snarky comments to some attendants who cuffed him on a plane, because I guess he was out of control. He called them peasants. He was in a bathroom and he was calling passengers peasants, I guess is what happened. And he surrendered himself to the FBI. He's been charged with interfering with flight crew members and appeared in court. So can you imagine that? He was, of course, freed on a $100,000 bond. He's going to be arraigned on March 5th. What do you think happens to him? Oh, wouldn't it be great if he had to do some jail time? He thinks just because he's a Hilton, he can do that. I mean, he was screaming. And they think he was under the influence of drugs because he was erratic and walking through the cabin. And it was just nuttiness. And so it just goes to show you, hey, whether you're a Hilton or whether you're a Vanderbilt or whoever you think you are, you cause a ruckus on a plane, they're going to cuff you and you're going to be charged, and it's a serious thing. Any thoughts you want to share with us? You always can. Hit the mailbag, americatonight.net.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.